And who needs to step up in his absence, you ask? Well, clearly Juan Soto, right? That's someone who's slumping a little bit, but they're going to need Juan Soto to be Juan Soto, and he still kind of is. But his on-base percentage through this slump is .430, which is amazing enough. But I'm looking at a certain player named Gleyber Torres. And I know Gleyber Torres is almost a dirty word at this point. Everybody wants him off the team. You got to find a way to trade Gleyber. He's a detriment. He's going to blow it in the big spot. His defense is going to just, you know, end up being a disaster. And who knows? That might all happen. But Gleyber Torres is off to a terrible start this year, right? Offensively, he's hitting .218. He's got an on-base percentage of .296 and an OPS of .634. All of those numbers, just giving it a quick look, would be the worst of his career. The worst of his career. So now, if you believe in a walk year at the age of 27, Gleyber Torres is going to have the worst year of his career, then we'll see what happens. But I don't. So when I look at his numbers currently being at the worst of his career, I think the best of the season is yet to come. Because I don't expect him to have the worst year of his career at 27 years old. I just don't. And if you look at his numbers last year, when Judge wasn't there, when somebody needed to step up and carry the New York Yankees, now he's not capable of doing it, and we saw it wasn't good enough without Judge. You can't rely on Gleyber Torres. They lost the way they lost, and they faded the way they faded, and they didn't make the playoffs. But that's not because he didn't step up and play his best baseball. It's not Judge-type baseball. It's not Juan Soto-type baseball. It's not Alex Rodriguez-type baseball. It's not All-Star Hall of Fame, carry-a-team, middle-of-the-lineup thumper-type baseball. But it's something that can make up for the loss of Giancarlo Stanton and something that can help this team immensely. And as much as I've told you, I don't know if he's a winning player. I don't think he is. And as much as I will totally admit, this is not only do I think it will be, but I want it to be. And that's not a kind thing to say, but it's true. I want it to be the last year of Gleyber Torres on the New York Yankees. I don't think they can pay him. I don't think it makes sense, especially if you're trying to keep Juan Soto. I think Gleyber Torres needs to go. But having said that, if you look at his numbers last year, when Judge wasn't around for all that time, when this team needed someone to step up and be their best hitter, as DJ LeMahieu was still floundering with a foot injury, when they were playing guys like Jake Bowers in the outfield and Franchy Cordero and that miserable lineup. And sure, he was not good enough to make it anything other than miserable, that is true, but he hit .273 last year, more than 50 points higher than he's hitting right now. His on-base percentage was 51 points higher than it is right now. His slugging percentage was almost 80 points higher than it is right now. And his OPS was almost 170 points higher than it is right now. Last year, Gleyber Torres was a very competent, borderline all-star caliber Major League Baseball player. .273 with an 800 OPS. He hit 25 home runs and drove in 68 runs. That is a Major League Baseball player. He also struck out 98 times all year. He has already struck out 76 times. The New York Yankees, while Giancarlo Stanton is down, need last year's Gleyber Torres to show up. That's just the plain, simple truth of it. And I know I listen to the calls, and I know Yankee fans, you want Oswaldo Cabrera in the lineup, and I'm not opposed to it. And we're going to see if J.D. Davis can come through and be something for the New York Yankees, especially against left-handed pitching. And sure, we're going to see the young Ben Rice hopefully play more. Because I like what I've seen from Ben Rice. I feel good about what I've seen from Ben Rice. But I can't trust Ben Rice to be an 800 OPS guy right now. We have seen Gleyber Torres have three Major League Baseball seasons in his career of 800 OPS, including last year. If there is someone who is going to step up over the next month and a half or however long it will be until Stanton comes back, it is going to be and will need to be Gleyber Torres. Now is the time. And we will find out whether or not Gleyber Torres is a winning player, because he's going to get moved up the lineup, especially with Verdugo slumping. He's going to get moved up the lineup. His importance in the lineup is going to be obvious. He doesn't need me to say it at 1:32 in the morning. Everybody knows how important Judge is, how important Soto is, the difference Verdugo's brought, and he's in the middle of a slump. Volpe at the top of the lineup. And maybe a lot of people won't say this because they don't have faith in Gleyber. And they don't believe in Gleyber. And I understand I'm limited in my faith, but now is the time. We saw it last year. If there is one player the New York Yankees need over the next month, it's Gleyber Torres. And we're going to find out whether or not that player exists. We're going to find out whether or not they can turn to Gleyber Torres in times of need. Because this is it. He needs to realize he's playing for his career. He's playing for his next contract. I don't think it will be with the New York Yankees. But you know what? Middle infielders who make boneheaded plays on the base paths, who make errors at inopportune times constantly, who hit .218 and have a .634 on base percentage do, they don't get paid. That's for sure. They don't get paid. Gleyber Torres is going to be in the middle of the lineup with RBI opportunities and going to be relied on heavily. And if he doesn't show up for his Yankees, that will be his lasting image. That will be what Yankee fans remember most. Number one, the ultimate disappointment he was as a player. And number two, in his final season, while the Yankees had the best record in baseball for a time and were at the top of the division, when they needed him, he wasn't there. And at the trade deadline, everybody's going to be clamoring for him to get traded. I don't see how that happens. I mean, is there some world where a trade for player and need for need inside a pennant race at a trade deadline is possible? I mean, I heard Evan mention this before on the show earlier today. There's been a couple, right? Cespedes got traded over to Oakland from Boston from Detroit to Boston, excuse me. Like there have been some trades player for player, but very rare. And I just don't see it happening for the New York Yankees. Gleyber Torres is here for the year, and he's going to need to step up.